could see some fireworks on the Hill this week. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. America Tonight, the name of this show. And what a long weekend it was for some people, taking in family, taking in a little time off, and gearing up for midsummer, and eventually we swing into the fall. This is on the heels of bye-bye to the Supreme Court after a couple of bombshell decisions, and then now what's left of the summer before there's another break for the people on the Hill to decide on things like immigration, if we're going to see immigration reform or not. Also, when we left you, there was chaos going on in Egypt. Wow. We're talking to Alexandria. We're talking about some of the main thoroughfares, as I would call them, in Egypt, some of the bigger areas, not just the small, faraway nooks, if you will, in that country. There were people protesting all over the place, and every square, it seemed. There was a lot of tension in Egypt and confusion, to say the least. So there's an interim prime minister at this point that's trying to take the country along, and we've got this military-imposed political sort of thing happening. At this point, there are attacks, sectarian attacks on the rise. The death toll is starting to go up. The former head of the International Atomic Energy Commission met the armed forces' chief, who was General al-Sisi, and agreed to act as executive head of what they call a new salvation government until the fresh elections can be held at this point. So what's the new Egypt now? And the common enemy is gone or not gone? Democracy is adios, is 86 at this point. Egypt is a wreck just waiting to happen. I think if there's even a calm in the middle of the storm, it's like a fake calm, sort of the hurricane waiting for the eye to cross over. So I mentioned some of the big areas and small areas like Cairo. Thousands of Brotherhood supporters were in Cairo just the other day over the weekend, and they were preparing for a giant march on a military base where the deposed president, Mohamed Morsi, is thought to be held. They're trying to free Morsi from the headquarters of the presidential guards, and because that happened heading into the weekend, four people were killed, were shot by the security forces, and there has been violence that has escalated since then. The Muslim Brotherhood criticizing the spiritual leader of the country's 8 million Christians for giving his blessing to the removal of Morsi by the army. So needless to say, there's mass confusion. Why do you care? Because we give $1.2 billion, maybe even 1.5, it varies that number depending on who you talk to that country every year. So your taxpayer dollars are going there, and who's in charge? Here's Ambassador Mohammed Tawik talking about the Muslim Brotherhood and some advice to them to keep things calm, and the fact that he says Morsi just, he couldn't cut it, he didn't deliver.
My advice to the Muslim Brotherhood is they need to acknowledge the mistakes that they made, and they need to join the process. Let us look ahead to the future. President Morsi did not act in the interests of the vast majority of Egyptians. He only looked at his own clique. You can't be a democratically elected president and act that way.
All right, so this is great. So in our country, what we do is we stir up the Arab Spring. Then we take out the president, Mubarak, who we, by the way, floated tons of cash to. Then we get in Morsi, the Muslim Brotherhood, which bombed. Now we have set off, or supported, and that's why we're backing away from this crazy violent crisis. That's what's happened now at this point. And this is a city that's become a murderer's row. So if you were hoping to go and visit the pyramids, I've got to tell you, it's a little risky right now. I don't think you want to go there at this point. And it's sad. It's sad to see now Egypt falling apart. And that's what it is. It's falling apart. I don't think they pulled this together, at least with the, it seems to be more than ever, this giant big, clash of some extremist people, others who want a sort of a democracy. Then you have gang raping of women. You have people being shot and killed on the streets. And you think of the Great Pyramids and the history that's there. And the place has gone absolutely bonkers. Absolutely bonkers. Closer to home, sad news on a plane crash. In fact, two plane crashes. There was a small plane crash in Alaska, and a bigger plane crashed in San Francisco, and the video of it is just so scary. I mean, it looks like a plane skidded into the San Francisco, you know, airport to the runway, and then did a belly flop, and then the tail went flying up. The plane sort of went in both directions, and the next thing you know, two 16-year-olds are dead. There's a slew of people that were injured. Dozens of people were injured, but a lot of people survived this crash. And now the questions are all over the map as to, well, what caused this? And the thing that's constantly being hammered is that the pilot was attempting his first Boeing 777 landing at San Francisco. So was he part of this reason? He had 10,000 hours flying other planes and even a Boeing 747, but he had 43 hours on a 777. And, you know, anytime there's a crash, of course, you have to look to the pilots and you look at the logbooks and you look at what, how many hours they have on all kinds of things having to do with the plane, because they're the ones in the cockpit. That's where the National Transportation Safety Board is going to look to see what happened. When they try to land the plane. And will the pilots be bounced? I've talked to a couple of pilots that say yes, that especially the inexperienced one on the particular, even if you talk about the semantics of the planes, one being a little bit bigger or whatever, the pilots that I know, one, an investigator, says he guarantees, unless there's something incredible, incredibly extraordinary, that is not known at this point, that Lee Gang-guk, who was trying to do this landing with, you know, who's trying to land the plane, will not be a pilot for Asiana Airlines any longer after this experience, after what happened here. Whether you compare the plane, the time of the plane, to bigger planes or whatever, that's the way it rolls. You know, the things about possible weather conditions are now throwing that out, because there were a few reports that, well, maybe there was microburst and we didn't know that there was microburst or not. So the black box recordings were taken from the plane wreckage and they're analyzed at a lab in Washington, D.C. When we come back, we're going to let you hear what the chief had to say, Joanne Hayes White, about that crash and about the crews and the speed to get to the plane, to try to get it all out and help as many people as possible. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
On that Boeing 777, one of the reports is not everybody on the plane, because certainly there were good Samaritan type of people that were trying to help people get loose, and the crew was reacting, and there were many people that did the safety things, but there were a couple of reports of people that were just struggling to try to grab things out of overhead compartments. Of course, some of them had flipped open and dropped all over the floor and all that, but there were people that were trying to grab stuff, and that is crazy when a plane is on fire. I don't care if it's a little bit on fire, you're not in the area where it's on fire, you're in a plane crash, man. A plane crash that injured fellow passengers. And if you aren't injured, you are lucky, and you need to get out of that plane as fast as you can, because who knows if the plane could explode with the fuel leaking and all that other sort of stuff. Now, the response of the people on the ground, there were conversations about that. Oh, how long does it take them to get there to try to put the fire out and all that sort of stuff. And the reports were that they actually responded really, really quickly, got out of there as fast as they could, you know, hauled out there knowing they got to hose this thing down, foam it, everything to try to anticipate, you know, hey, let's get anyone out of here that we can. Not knowing what the situation is, and it is always about that response, getting to the runway as fast as you can. And here's a very proud Chief Joanne Hayes White talking about the response by the crew, the chaotic, crazy scene, the amounts of people scattered all over the place, the passengers, etc. Take a listen.
It was chaotic. We were dealing with a fire emergency and medical emergencies, and literally hundreds and hundreds of passengers and patients. It was unbelievable in terms of when you look at the devastation of that plane, that 123 people walked off that plane, went through customs eventually, and are at their final destination. The crew, I might mention, also of the airline, they're all heroes as well. They're training, they're experts. They were, I'm told, some of the last people off, as they should be, but did a great job.
All right, you got to love that. The crew hanging out, staying there, trying to help everyone, not just bailing to save their own skin, just trying to help as many people as they could. And that's the good news there. So some did a good job with the whole emergency thing. They'll investigate this, as we said. They're looking at the black box, trying to determine things. It's not an overnight deal, even if they have suspicions or have nailed what they think happened. It's never, ever, ever, ever a quick turnaround, hardly a quick turnaround at all. All right, speaking of quick turnaround, some of you handicapping this, the George Zimmerman trial. Man, you flip around on CNN, that's all you see. It's George Zimmerman all the time. So the jurors in this trial, and there's only six of them, are headed into another week of this after crazy testimony that happened on Friday, because 4th of July was Thursday. The judge said, no, Friday, we're in this. And you had the mothers of both George Zimmerman and Trayvon Martin testifying. It was their son's voice calling for help on a taped 911 call. The judge is this Deborah Nelson, who ruled against a defense motion for acquittal Friday afternoon. The prosecution announced that it was resting, and the defense began by calling Zimmerman's mother. Her name is Gladys. She testified that screaming for help on the 911 call was her son. And she knew it was him because it's my son. I know that voice. The recording was made during that fight between Zimmerman and Martin minutes before Martin was shot to death. Zimmerman's uncle, a deputy with the Orange County Sheriff's Office, then also testified he overheard the 911 screams when he was watching the TV. And he said it was George screaming for his life. So court resumes this week. And it's interesting because you had all that happen later. Earlier in the day, you had Sabrina Fulton, who is Martin's mother, who is Trayvon Martin's mother, testify that her 17-year-old son was clearly the one on the tape who could be heard, who was screaming in February of 2012. And then after the 911 audio was played, you know, with the back and forth, the prosecutor asked his mother, who do you recognize it to be? And she said, Trayvon Benjamin Martin. So the back and forth went on and on about, was she influenced by other people who listened to the 911 call and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And how does this play into it? So you've got two mothers, both saying the screaming was their kid. Trayvon's brother testified that he recognized his voice on the 911 calls. An FBI expert testified earlier in the week that a person familiar with a voice is the best person to identify it. So then, what's going to happen here? You got one side saying one thing, and you have one side saying the other, that it's their son. And in between all of that, you had Shipping Bio, who performed Martin's autopsy, who testified the cause of death was a gunshot wound to the chest, but said the death was definitely, you know, was a homicide. It said that Martin was in pain, that he suffered for 10 minutes at least after being shot by Zimmerman, and that the fatal bullet went from the front to the back of his chest, piercing his heart, and said there was no way that he could have survived it. There's no way that they could have gotten him somewhere in time, and no, that he definitely wouldn't have made it. And he also said that the marijuana found in his system would have had no effect or some effect in the confrontation with Zimmerman, so he's kind of neutral. Yeah, sure, if you tell me you think it does, yeah. You say it doesn't, then it doesn't. So this has been a very strange trip in this courtroom of who's Zimmerman who. There's nothing clear-cut about it. I mean, there's absolutely, even in the 911 call, no, that's my son, no, that's your son. And the screams are pretty blood-curdling. So naturally, either mother would want to claim them, as this may help in the case. When you hear the scream, it's obviously somebody who wants to get out of that situation. There's no mistaking that. So which way that sways a jury, if even at all, will be interesting. I think if Zimmerman takes the stand, that would be very intriguing to me to see how that's read. Of course, Trayvon Martin can't, so it's anybody around him. And I think getting the mother up there was probably a smart thing, since he has no voice. He's dead, and it's all on evidence and what Zimmerman comes up with, what his defense comes up with. And this is a tough one to handicap. We had somebody on last week, Adam Thompson, who's a great, terrific criminal attorney in New York, who says that, you know, this, there's no way he's not doing any jail time. He doesn't think that that happens. But who's to say with six? Six is pretty scary. They could go in a lot of, they could rule a lot, not rule, they could come up with a verdict and surprise a few people, the verdict that they come up with. So I think that evidence is super important, because who could sway in one way or the other? It's all about that. It's all about the attorney and what the jury decides, who's going to have the most power, there. It's going to be whoever wields the influence of those jurors to make them believe, okay, listen, you can hear him screaming, and obviously he's being attacked, and that's why he shot Trayvon Martin, or vice versa. He's a kid, he's stunned, he can't push him away, and he's being aggressive with him. You know, which way does that go? All right, coming up, we've got a weekly re-rack with my pal Andrew Sabo. He's been doing a Peel Back the Onion segment with us, and he has an interesting look at really some of the biggest buzz that we've had lately in our backyard, where everybody's talking about this. And that's what we try to do, go a little bit deeper on it and get your thoughts, too. You can share them with us at AmericaTonight.net, AmericaTonight.net. So stay with us. We're climbing over the wall, getting to the other side, and a little Andrew Sabo for you. Kick back and enjoy.
A simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Would you like to be able to disappear, to be invisible to the NSA and Obama spying thugs? Fortunately, there are still a handful of people carrying the torch for freedom and privacy. My friend Chris Peterson is one of them, and he made a video at privacyradio.com that you need to see right now. He'll teach you how to communicate privately, take your identity off the grid, and even disappear forever. Go to privacyradio.com now to see for yourself. Hurry, though, it's just a matter of time before Obama's minions have him shut down and this information is lost forever. Privacyradio.com.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We designed a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Each and every week, we peel back the onion with Andrew Sabo, the marketing chef. He's a professional speaker and a positioning, branding, and messaging strategist. And I'll tell you what, you want to talk about a muddled message. Boy, that's really kind of what's happening here for sure when it comes to Edward Snowden. And he is the NSA leaker slash whistleblower. But as I said before in a previous show, there's two different lanes when it comes to whistleblowing. And I think when we have to talk about the classified documents and espionage and all that kind of stuff, he's in the other lane, and I think he's starting to feel very squeezed as Vladimir Putin offers asylum, the president of Russia, but at a cost of muzzling him, and I don't think that's what Snowden wants to do. Andrew, so that's the latest thing that's happened, and that Snowden's been in the Moscow airport for, you know, over a week and a half. Thought he was going to go to Ecuador, and the Ecuadorian, you know, president said, no, thank you. So he's stuck. A lot of people are rejecting him. Are you surprised by that?
No, because this is the play. The fact is China and Russia, they're getting the best out of Snowden because they debriefed him. You know, the Chinese, they took his computers. They got all the information. They got what they wanted. And then they said, okay, goodbye. You need to go. So he went off to Russia. He lands in Russia. The Russians have probably done the same thing. We know that they've questioned it. They've not only downloaded what all is, they got all the information. Plus, my understanding is that he was questioned fairly thoroughly. So they've got what they wanted. And they've also been able to use this as diplomatic political fodder to embarrass the Americans. But why offer him political asylum? They already got what they wanted. They've got all the intel, and they'll be able to use that against America. And now they also, by rejecting him and not giving him political asylum, in one sense, in behind our back, they're thumbing their noses at us, the Russians or Putin in particular. But at the same time, they're looking good because, oh, we're not going to offer him political asylum and he needs to go somewhere else. So it's a dreadful situation, and it's a dreadful mess. And that's to me is the bottom line. There is that China and Russia already got what they wanted, so why bother keeping it? Why set yourself up for that embarrassment?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting too. His father, Lonnie Snowden, is trying to help dig his son out of this hole. And you're a parent; you have a son and a daughter. And can you imagine being in this situation where he says he didn't realize what was going on and all that other kind of stuff? But he doesn't even go so much down that lane. He actually sent a letter to Eric Holder, the attorney general, with a list of conditions of how Snowden would come back to the United States. One of them is that he could speak freely about whatever, that he could be tried wherever he chose to be tried, anywhere, wherever that would happen to be, whatever state, federally, whatever federal court. And then the other thing, of course, is that he wouldn't be remanded into custody right away. And you have to sort of be kidding. Of course, the government hasn't responded to that. And now his father is praising his son in an open letter. So you've got a feel for the father. This is a very precarious situation, obviously, for him. As this is playing out, what does your gut tell you? Do you think that he ends up back in the United States because of what we just talked about, what you just mentioned, all these other countries who are saying no thanks now?
Yeah, I mean, he is a person without a nation now. I mean, his passport's being revoked. The two states that you could gain the most information out of Snowden have already got what they wanted. These other nations that he made a whole list. There was a list of, I think it was close to 20 nations, wasn't it, Kate, that he was seeking asylum to. Nobody wants them because, one is, if they do that, you're going to anger the United States. Number two, by saying no, you're actually gaining political fodder there. I mean, you're actually gaining political credit, so to speak, or diplomatic credits by refusing him. We already know, everything was being published. You can see that, WikiLeaks is now going ahead with everything. They're not going to stop that. So he really has he has nothing to offer anybody anymore. So I think by default he'll end up back in the United States, or wherever he goes, somebody's going to end up handing him over to the U.S. Authorities. And it was foolishness from the outset. And that's really the difference. And as we talked about this offline, is there's a difference between whistleblowing I think the cross between stupidity and espionage and naivety. And I do feel at some level, it's a very young person who really doesn't understand how the world works. But there's also some culpability on the part of the government and and his employers. I mean, I'm sorry, how many people have access to all these secrets? It is ridiculous that 5,000 people have access to this kind of information.
Yeah.
So, you know, I feel for him in the sense that, okay, because he was going to be the one idiot that does something stupid with this information. If you're going to give this information to have 5,000 people have access to it, the law of large numbers will tell you that somebody's going to do something idiotic with it. And that's what's exactly happened. You had somebody, young person, who doesn't understand how the world works, and thinks he's doing a good thing. Yes, in one sense, I know there's one side of the argument is saying that the American people should know what's going on, what the American government is doing. But there's a way to do it. And what you do is you stay in this country, you blow the whistle. And there are protections for whistleblowers. If the government is doing something that is beyond the scope of what they should be doing, there's a place and a forum to express that. You don't go running to a foreign government giving away national secrets. That's where he crossed the line. And
I agree. In that same vein, I mean, he lost the right of, really, you could say, even seeking an asylum when he leaked classified documents. To your point, you're exactly right on with that. I think the other part of this is, how embarrassing is this, Andrew, when you look at, like, the Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, comes out today and apologizes for telling Congress that the National Security Agency didn't gather any information, any data on millions of Americans. And this comes after the whole Snowden thing, of course. So he right. apologizes to the Senate Intelligence Committee chairwoman, Dianne Feinstein. And then they posted that, obviously, on his website and all over the place. I mean, you know, give me a break here. How could they have that sensitive information anyway out there? It doesn't give you great confidence in the government, frankly, when you look at other arms of the government and our personal information.
Exactly. And I think his response, saying, well, you know, I gave the least truthful answer or the least untruthful answer. No, you're saying you lied. I mean, this is nonsensical, and it's not taking responsibility. I don't understand why he hasn't resigned. I mean, this is the kind of, we've moved into, I think, a new era of lack of responsibility. And I think it's a very dangerous place to be, because if you've got that combination of the government overreaching and then when it's caught not taking responsibility, that is, you know, then what that does, it sends the message to others that, hey, I could do something wrong and get away with it.
Yeah. And how damaging to our reputation with other countries in the European Union, especially when they get the roadmap to what we're what's being said about them in an effort to spy on them. And yes, all countries may assume they're being spied on, but to have it there for the world to pick over as all the rankings of who to be more concerned about were out there. The Germans are just incensed. They don't even want to come to this trade meeting next week. And the same thing with the French and so on down the line. Is this going to be hard for the United States to repair?
I think it is at some level, and I think it's going to be even harder if nobody takes responsibility for it. I think it's, you know, people can be forgiving if you take responsibility. Okay, I made a mistake. This was done, that we did this. This was wrong. This person needs to be fired, let go. We take responsibility, and then people are prepared to move on. But I think it's the lack of taking responsibility. Now you're left with it's an impasse, basically. So if you don't take responsibility for your actions, if you don't take responsibility for actions, then people feel like, well, you haven't really, there isn't redemption there. In order to have redemption, you've got to take responsibility. And I think the world is, because we, like you said, everybody knows this is going on. So, look, if you get caught, say you're sorry. We made a mistake here. We overreached, and we're sorry, and this person needs to go. This person's going, and we're going to change what we're doing. And you move on, and then you come back to the table, and you can get on with the trade talks. But the fact that we're not taking responsibility, I think, is further damaging. And we've seen that with one a scandal after the other, where there has not been culpability and accountability, and it ends up just in the same way as the American people are now very distrustful of the government, because there hasn't been culpability by the things done in the Attorney General's office, by the IRS, now by NSA. So foreign governments are going to look at the U.S. and say, well, they're not taking responsibility for the things they got caught doing. Then there's going to be a lack of trust towards the U.S. government. So how can we believe what the U.S. says when it comes to something even as simple as trade talks? So this is very damaging for us diplomatically, I think ultimately economically, and our reputation as a country.
Yeah, I agree. Andrew Saba, we got to fly. Peeling back the onion. We'll do it again next week. Thanks, Andrew.
Thank you, Kate.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now. And the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try heart and body extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
America, if you want to share your thoughts, you know you can at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Somebody asked me over the weekend, hey, you travel a bunch, you know, you go through spurts. Would you be a little bit worried about flying after you hear about the crash of the Asiana Air flight that was going into San Francisco? Would it keep you from jumping on a plane and traveling by plane? And so the answer to that is no, because I am in that camp of, I think what my grandmother said was right. When your expiration date comes up, it comes up. And if you start to think that, you attract craziness. You know, it's like I had a neighbor one time that kept saying, I know the coyotes are going to come and get my dog. I know the coyotes are going to come and get my dog. Well, you know what? She said that so much that eventually the coyotes, no joke, came and got her dog. So you know how we do it here on America Tonight? We mix it up in a couple of different directions. Let's go out to Izzy in Missouri. Hey, Izzy.
Okay. Did you have a nice weekend?
I did. Did you?
Yes, it was very quiet. I stayed home and stayed away from everybody.
That's a good thing sometimes.
I walked out my back door for the fireworks because there's no green. I can see them clear as the bell.
I love that.
So it was very nice and quiet. Zimmerman.
Yes, Zimmerman. What do you? Oh, now I made you choke. Zimmerman, the fact that They're talking about the 911 call and both mothers saying it was their son, Trayvon Martin, and the other, we lost Izzy. The other mother saying it was her son, George Zimmerman, you know, it's kind of been that kind of a trials craziness on both sides of this. I'm sure she'll be back with us. Izzy, we hope you're okay. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Poof, I know how that is. When you haven't had water and you're like, ah. I think that's probably what happened to Izzy, by the way. Rex in Illinois, hello.
Hello, Zany.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you tonight?
Yeah, I'm good.
Did you have a solid day?
I did have a good one, except for, you know what, the air conditioner went out.
Oh, Jesus.
No, I'm saying it was hot. Like, it's like being like a fried egg. It's,
well,
yeah, it was brutal.
Well, live in Houston or somewhere down south?
Dallas,
big D.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the Zig man is going to be found not guilty.
Yeah.
I was raised by two kind of civil people, my mother and father. My dad used to have a saying, your first guest on tonight that did all this, he's doing all this speaking.
Uh-huh.
Who's been disabled.
Yeah.
And when I was a little kid, he said, you know, I almost had no shoes and complained until I met a man with no feet.
Exactly.
And, you know, that's not a new saying, but that's the way that goes.
Yeah.
And I'm just tremendous. Now, I did miss, though, can I ask you, what did this lady say to him, or this young woman?
What did the young woman say to
Benjamin?
You're talking about Brian Fleming?
Brian Fleming, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, see, here's what happened to him. What he said was, he talked about how he had been injured in Afghanistan, and the woman, the girl who had come up to him, had much more severe, in his eyes, handicap than he did.
Oh, really?
And so he realized, well, what you just said, there's going to be someone else that's worse off. There's going to be someone else that's injured in a different way or has something else they're dealing with. And he said that really made him realize, yeah, that there are other people.
Got me crying. No.
Yeah, he's a what an inspiration, Brian Fleming.
Oh,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he's trying to help others.
I just wish we could start rolling some heads with this administration. I think a lot of these people ought to be just filed out of here.
Yeah.
The lies and the grossness of just malfeasance, and they operate with such impunity. And, I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. But this has just gone on far too long. So I've said enough I can say tonight.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying there, Rex. It is frustrating. I agree with you. I like how you say I'm not a Democrat, I'm not a Republican. You fall into that category where I say I don't care if you're left of left or right of right. You're frustrated beyond all get out what you're seeing, and you're looking for something different, or you hope for something different for this country. I think a lot of people fall into that same category. All right, so many of you sent me emails over the long weekend. So without further ado, let's squeeze in a mailbag segment.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Rick, who says, hey, Miss Kate, I hope you enjoyed some fireworks and had a chance to just kick back and enjoy some family time. I know I had a chance to do that. And you were talking about fireworks and favorite parts of fireworks. I have to say that the finale is mine. I like when the fireworks streak across the sky and they seem to explode in a lot of different directions, although it does signify the end of it. It's always the prettiest part for me. Yeah, I mentioned that on one of the shows. What part of the firework, or what was your favorite fireworks? And I said that I liked the way it would stream across the sky. And one of my favorite times to see fireworks was I had a chance, and this was in the central coast of California, to be on a boat. And it was right around Avila Bay. In fact, there's a nuclear power plant there at San Luis Obispo. And we had a chance to get on the boat and look toward the beach and see the fireworks coming, you know, up above us and right there in between the beach. And that was pretty, that was a pretty cool view. I decided I like the beach view because of the water, and it's so pitch dark. Oh, so pitch dark. Of course, at most fireworks shows, they try to make it as dark as they can. when they set them off. I mean, that's not always true, like Disney World or wherever. It'll get a little darker, but being on the water, it was very, very, very dark. All right, here's another one. This one from Brian, who says, Kate Snowden, man, I have really waffled on him, although I think it's great that he did actually leak some of that information. It shows you how lax the security is in our country. Why, even though there's apparently a necessity to contract work out, why would you ever have somebody with the your eyes only secret stuff having their hands on information that could sink us? Why would we even have that available in the first place? But he did do us a favor by pointing out, in case you didn't know it, your numbers were being attached and all of your information was definitely out there and up for grabs, because I believe every American has been tapped into. And I'm not a conspiracy theory guy, just so you know. Yeah, if people want to, it's our nature to want to know, well, how much got tapped into? How, you know, where are we talking about? Suburbs and Washington, D.C., and Dallas, and Illinois, and different states. And, you know, safe to say that I read a list of NSA words, things that were tip-offs to the NSA that you might be tapped, and they were so mild, they had, half of them had nothing to do with any reference to terror, that if you went strictly by the list that I was given, all of us would have to have been tapped at some point, or have our information, the metadata stuff, would have been taken on us, because I'm certain that we've all used at least one or two of these words. I'd be shocked if you didn't. If I sent every one of you a list, I guarantee you could pick out a few of the words that you that you've used that would put you right in line for getting tapped or having your internet pulled, some of the information pulled off of that. It's that, like I said, it's the data where they read the phone records, phone numbers, and all of that sort of stuff. Okay, let's take another one here. This one is from Reed, who says, wow, now Cuba wants Snowden. That makes sense. They could try to beat him into submission and get the information out of him. Democracy to a communist country. How do you think Edward Snowden will like that? Will he become a national hero? Will he get to exist on the rice and beans that the other poor people get to exist on? Or will they put him up in some wonderful palace somewhere? You know, I don't think there's a wonderful palace where they would set him up in Cuba. I could be wrong. He would be trotted out for parades, I assume. But very odd, huh? His family wouldn't see him there. And then there's that whole thing with Cuba that's happening where they're loosening the reins of perhaps more back and forth with the United States. I guess some of that would be cut off, you would have to assume. Any thoughts on the show, or you want to share something with me, do americatonight.net.
I appreciate your understanding. Don't think twice. It's understanding that makes it possible for people like us to tolerate a person like yourself. Thank you. Don't mention it.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there will really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you will be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.